What's going on? This is Lecrae, and you know I always wake up with the Dana Cortez Show.
DJ Automatic, obviously you and I are married now, but previously, before me, and Anthony A. Have you ever had someone you're dating ask you to cut friends off?
I've asked a woman to cut a friend off before.
Anthony, you're not
They used to hook up, and I didn't really appreciate the way he was, like, talking to her and the messages he was sending, like, trying to send, like, little, like, inside jokes about, like, during the time when they were, like, in their hookup phase.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I respected that they were friends now. Like, that's cool. Like, I didn't do nothing of that, but he kept sending these messages asking her about certain little moments and stuff like that. And I was like,
He was picking it too.
Yeah, he knows that we're in a relationship. So I said, yo, that ain't really cool. Like, it would just be better if y'all just didn't communicate. And that's what it was.
Did she cut him off?
Yeah, she did. And I appreciated that a lot too as a partner.
I remember when Dana had me cut off some people.
Oh, really?
Who did I have you cut off?
A few friends.
Not girlfriends.
But, well, she had me cut off friends.
Friends
though.
Are friends though.
Yeah. Well, no, let me tell you, these men were intimidated by DJ Automatic. They used him. They did not pay him very well. It was wrong, and he couldn't see it because they're supposedly friends,
that's a little bit different than what my situation was. Yeah.
And guess what happened after that? DJ Automatic's career went...
And they
still in the same place.
All right. Yeah, that's just a good...
They were being haters,
dude. Gotcha. That's somebody looking out
for you. I love this man. You know, that's different. Yeah.
This guy was trying to love him. I don't miss him anyways.
This is a nuanced conversation because there is a point when it can be dangerous. I have an ex who had me cut off all my friends because he was abusive. He wanted to control me. He didn't tell me to cut him off. It just slowly happened, right? I was around my family less. All of a sudden, I found myself with no friends because his intention was for me to depend on him emotionally for everything. So that's why you have to think, is this person asking me to cut off friends out of love? Is this person doing it out of respect, like Anthony, like you said, with your ex, or I don't know which one it was? Or are they trying to control me? And you have to think about those questions before you just cut friends off. Obviously, the person you're with might feel threatened. So you have to reassure that person. No, honey, this is the way it is. This is what it is. And if it continues, Anthony, your ex did a great thing by cutting that person. Because he was like picando. He was picking at you, trying to get you mad.
Well, I mean, he wasn't trying to pick at me. He was trying to pick at her.
He was trying to pick inside her, bro. He was doing that.
You don't even know him.
I'm telling you now, though, he was doing that because he knew you'd see the messages.
No, he was not, dude.
He was trying to go for round two.
Yeah, he could care less if I was there or around or what, bro. He was trying to slide in there, dude.
So if the relationship is bringing negativity to your life, it's okay to cut it off.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. You don't have to remain friends, or you can stay friends from a distance. I got a lot of friends from a distance. You know, like, hey, what's up? You ain't got to communicate with that person every day.
At a certain point, though, right? You just, like, especially with guys when you're dating women, once you get a girl, you kind of just lose all your homegirls for the most part.
Not always.
That's called growing up.
Yeah.
Everybody listening has been in a long-term relationship. High school, college, all that, and even just the single life, like in your mid-20s and early 30s, it's over. Because you've developed this new life, you and your person.
It's called having a job and earning a living. And you don't have time to go hang out all the time.
You don't have time to go hang out at your friend's house all the time. Life changes.
Yeah, I just will be vibing and hanging. So I guess that is like the caveat to it, right? Like if you enjoy your free time and you enjoy being a vibe and you enjoy doing, you know, hanging out with friends. Like I've made new friends over the past couple years.
You have to, because all your friends got married earlier.
Yeah, and now
you're rotating new friends. New friends rotating into the rotation. All right, so figure it out before you cut off the friend. Is this going to bring positivity to your relationship, or is it because the person's trying to control you? I can share a couple articles. Hit me at Dana Cortez on Instagram.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
I'm a good food shamer. No, I really feel like
you
I'm a good food shamer.
You think that's an attribute?
Shamer. It's absolutely an attribute, husband, DJ Automatic.
I'm still fat, so you're not that good at it.
You are not fat at all. You're not fat. Have you gained a little weight? Yes. And I'm going to love you no matter what. But I love you enough to tell you, why are you eating a bag of corn tortilla chips instead of portion controlling? Count out 16. Look, if you got to have 20, put 20 on the plate.
Can you imagine sitting down to enjoy some chips in front of the TV and your wife tells you, hey, you should just pull out 16 of those and put them on a plate?
Yes.
Yeah, that's psychopath behavior.
No, it is not.
Yes, it is.
Anthony,
right?
It's not. So let me explain to you why I do this. Because, as you just said, I'm fat. You're not, by the way, you're not.
I'm not fat.
No, you've gained a little weight and we know that we want you to be healthy. I want you to be healthy. Your mother wants you to be healthy. Our daughters, my three beautiful daughters, want you to be healthy. But you are somebody who has a problem with discipline. So my pointing things out isn't, I'm not really trying to shame you. I'm trying to make you aware of what you're doing.
You don't think I know how much I'm eating?
When you have a pint of ice cream, you don't have to eat the whole pint, sir.
It's a, that's like a self-serve portion. No,
behind the pint, it says, per serving, it is this many calories. The whole thing is listed to the right, and sometimes over 1,000 calories. The reason I started buying...
They shouldn't make it that size if they don't want you to eat the whole thing.
I guess they should. The little cups, that's a serving.
That's like a taste.
That's a cup. That's a serving. So when I give you the Halo ice cream now, that's why I do it, because I know you can't hold back. So that has like 200, 300, 500 calories max, which is still a lot. You know, I'm not shaming you. I'm trying to help you.
You're trying to help me with my fatness.
I know. I love you. I'm trying to help you with your health. I want you to be here with me for a very long time. My family, we've been in the 90s. My grandmother smoked and she was mid-90s before she passed away. Okay, I'm not trying to live this life alone, sir. I'm trying to keep you with me.
So this is a selfish action then?
100% selfish. And I want you to look good, too.
Okay, speaking of that, then, I can't wait to see you order another large fry. I can't wait for that moment, because we could start telling you that, hey, we want you to be here forever.
I know. When we go to Whataburger and Dana gets a large fry and a milkshake and a double cheeseburger.
How often do we do that?
We just want you to live longer, Dana. Don't eat that.
How often do we do that?
It doesn't matter how often we do it.
Very rarely.
How often do I eat ice cream?
Every freaking weekend.
Yeah, you do, brother. You do that
and
a lot.
And Anthony, does he not do the same to you? He's over here mad at me. He literally food shames you. I've seen him.
It's a vicious cycle in this room. That's what it is, yeah. Dana.
Yeah, now that I'm learning that more now. Now that we're unearthing these feelings that have been, siding underneath all these food shaming allegations, I'm starting to get it now that Automatic is just looking for a place to vent his frustration. So now I don't take it as personal. But yes, DJ Automatic.
I don't do anything to you anyways.
Dude, I drank a fizzy lemonade and you looked at it and said, that eats your brain parts. I don't know if you know that. And then you just went right about your day. So I will say, Automatic, I do think that your food shaming does come from a genuine place. But I do feel as if after listening to your wife now, I do know that I think I'm just on the back end of your frustration, which I'm also here for it, brother.
And Anthony, I've seen him when you get your tacos. He gets a little food shamey. You know why he's doing it? He said, also, he's jealous of you.
I am jealous.
Because you're eating the taco, and he's like, you know how many calories in that breakfast taco?
I don't say that to him. That's something you say to him. I would never say that.
I don't say that to him.
I don't calorie count for anyone else.
I say that to
you. I don't even calorie count for myself.
But listen, it does have a positive outcome, because I am now over 1 year clean of all energy drinks. And
I used to shame you daily for those. I did you for those.
That's the one thing about cracking open an energy drink. You get shamed from every which way direction. And I would get double shamed because Dana would be like, you know how much money you're spending on that drink? You know how much it adds up at the end of the year?
And then Automatic would say, do you know that's eating your brain?
So
those do eat your brain.
Quitting energy drinks have been good on my heart and my overall health, but quitting energy drinks have been good on my mental for not getting shamed every single day.
You're welcome, dude. You're welcome.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Every human being has a language of love. You have to speak your partner's language in order for you to have the strongest relationship possible. So I know there's a book out called The Five Languages of Love, and this book is old. Like, you can buy it now. I'll post the link if you go to @DanaCortez on Instagram. Send me a DM and I'll send you the link.
But you said there's six.
There are six.
Oh.
And this author left the sixth one out. No, absolutely not. So I've been reading about this. You know, we have to read about what we're going to discuss before we come on the radio. So let's talk about the languages of love written in the book first. Receiving gifts. Some people need to receive, if it's a flower, a bottle of wine. It could be a napkin with a handwritten note.
Yeah, tokens of appreciation.
Yes, absolutely. Yes. Acts of service. This is my love language. And that's why I speak it so well. With DJ Automatic and my daughter, I cook, I clean, I pick up after them. I think because that's what I want. Acts of service. That's the language that I'm suited for.
I service you all the time.
Not that kind of service. I need you to do things for me. Without me asking, that's it.
Oh, yeah, I know.
Just thinking about me. So that's my love language.
I do cook, though. I barbecue.
Because I ask you to grill. You just have to do it. Okay. Physical touch is another one.
See, I told you I did that.
Yes, yes, yes. So physical touch is another one.
Do you feel like you guys, do you really love physical touch, Dana? Is that a thing
not
for
really.
You?
Time yeah. and a place.
There's a time and place. You work with us every day. We're not touching.
But that's
really
what I wonder
people.
Is if like working nah. together, that's impacted a lot. You know what I'm saying? Because like when you,
I mean, I don't want to be the couple at work that's like touching each other all over each other. I don't. Yeah, we don't kiss ew, or hug yeah. or anything here in the office. I just don't feel like it's appropriate.
No. I don't call DJ Automatic DJ Automatic at home.
Let's put it that way.
His I call him by his Christian name. You know, the next is quality time.
Yeah.
Very important. We don't do enough of this. But for me and DJ Automatic,
I don't know if we have time for quality time. We're together all the time.
I don't think we don't speak that language. Neither one of us speaks that language. That's not my language. It's not yours. You're definitely number one, words of affirmation. DJ Automatic needs to hear he's great everywhere. You're a great lover. You're a great DJ. You're a great human. You're a great dad. Like, that's his thing, and that's words of affirmation.
That goes for a lot of men, I believe, too.
I think so, too.
Yeah, because you need that ego stroke.
I was going to say, I'm an ego-driven individual.
Yeah, a lot of men are.
Yeah, so the sixth language of love that people don't talk about is distance.
Oh,
which we do not ever have, but we don't speak that language either. When you're out of town, you could be... DJ Automatic was on the other side of the earth. He was in Singapore, and he still called me because he wants to talk to me.
All right.
Even though we spend every moment, that's not our language, but it might be yours. You have to figure out your partner's language of love if you really want a strong relationship. Automatic.
Some days I want more distance than others.
Oh, so. Absolutely, and I'm willing to give it to you, and I take my distance, too. I will go to the room and close the door, and it's 10 minutes. He's opening the door. What are you doing? I'm getting some distance. Okay, so I'm going to give you a test, DJ Automatic. What is my love language?
Service, for sure.
Acts of service. You got it.
That's
right.
The one, yeah. I listen to you about it constantly.
The Dana Cortez Show Podcast.
Oh, can we talk about how much I love my husband, DJ Automatic? I really do. He's such a great man, great father.
I feel like this is a setup to something.
Great stepfather to my two oldest daughters. I married my best friend. That being said, there's just things that you do around the house, baby.
Like what?
Yesterday, you were helping me cook, which I appreciate.
Like a good husband.
Well, like you should. But then you leave extra stuff for me to do. You
like
cut the avocados open, and then you leave the utensils you use all over the counter. So there's literally guacamole everywhere.
Where's it supposed to go? I put it down, and then I put it in the sink.
I was making tacos, and so I cut the lime in half, and I put them on top of a plastic. And I come back, and there's just limes all over the place, everywhere. Pieces of lime, lime juice. I was like, I put this down so that I wouldn't have to go back.
Okay, you're a little
clean.
More organized than I am. I don't feel like I need to clean as I'm eating.
And there's just automatic. You're supposed to clean as you go. Weren't you raised to clean up as you go?
Obviously not, Dana. I'm like a wild child.
Well,
my parents were barely even there.
They were at work. Automatic, that is not an excuse. My mother was a single mother working two jobs. It's common sense. And I tell you,
these things are to be put on your parents. I think you guys are both grown up enough to take responsibility.
Thank you, Anthony.
Well, Dana, slow down, because cleaning, how's you going? That's crazy.
Yeah. No, it's not.
You clean after. You eat and then you clean after.
No, you cannot eat with a dirty kitchen.
She's cooking and she will wash dishes while cooking.
Boom, boom, boom.
Oh, I don't know about that. What?
Oh, God forbid we all enjoy a nice meal with a clean kitchen. I don't have to do it after. I can relax after I'm done eating.
Oh, don't yell at me. I'm not in your house. I'm not in your family. I'm not. This is like my household.
Oh, my gosh. Hold on. Hold on. We have a call.
Don't go over.
Hold on. We have a call. Fabiola, does your husband do anything? I don't know. Like maybe automatic at times misses the clothes hamper. You know, the hamper's right there. And for some reason, he doesn't make it in there. Does your husband make his clothes into the hamper?
He tries, but he always misses. Basketball complex.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't get it. Automatic, literally, I'm like, it's right there. Why can't you make it inside the hamper? Right? I don't get it.
I got it next to it.
No.
Yeah, you're not alone.
Fabiola, thank you so much for listening. It means the world to me from the bottom of my heart. Call more often. We love you. Bye.
Bye.
Okay, so obviously the phones are still going. Miss Bree, what does your husband do that you love him, but it just gets on your nerves?
He'll literally throw the dirty clothes on the floor whenever there's a laundry basket right there, or, you know, put his dirty dishes beside the sink, but not in the sink. I'm like, dude.
Brie, and then they let everything crust up, and I've got to scrub it off. I'm like, can't you run some water on it or something?
Yeah, he's good about rinsing it, but he'll still leave it on the counter. I'm like, sir.
Brie, we love you. Thank you so much for calling in. Call back.
Love you guys.
Bye.
All right, bye.
Okay, so Automatic, I have a serious question for you. Because, all right. And this is just real, real question. Why don't you listen when I ask you to do things? And like, I'm not trolling you. I swear I'm not being aggressive. And I know that Brie, Fabiola, and everybody else is turning the radio up to hear your honest answer. Why don't you just listen?
Because you're constantly saying things.
But I would not say a word.
And if I didn't tune you out, I'd probably go crazy.
That's the answer?
Yes, because you're like, you nitpick. Uh-oh. You're the person who, you go. Unpack your suitcase when we get to the hotel and shame me if I don't. You clean as you cook. You're a different person than I am. And I come to accept it. I love that about you. But you have to come to accept that I am not the same person as you are.
I am never.
And I am much like, as we hear, many other men.
I am never going to accept you putting dirty forks on top of my counter and not making the clothes in the hamper. It's never going to happen. Okay.
The Dana Cortez Show Podcast.
Okay, so we're talking about, you know, discussing habits, or just habits in general, that men or husbands or boyfriends have. And I asked Automatic why he does them. He says he has to zone me out. And finally, we have a man calling. So it's Mario, right?
All right, let's go.
All right.
Come on, Mario.
Good morning. It's the Dana Cortez Show. Mario, welcome to the show. What are your thoughts on our conversation?
I'm here to back up my boy, DJ Automatic.
Thank you,
got your back, bro.
See you, Mario. Go ahead, Mario.
I got your back.
Okay, let's hear it, Mario.
Yeah, so it's not just for the men. I've been with my wife 19 years, and my wife could never, ever put her dirty clothes in the hamper.
What?
Oh. Or maybe she leaves all her paper plates out and leaves her little napkins everywhere.
Yeah. And then my wife, because I'm the clean freak, so my wife would leave her shoes everywhere, and I say, hey, baby, you're going to get it. She's like, don't worry, we're not getting no visitors.
Classic line. Oh my gosh.
Classic line. You know, Mario, yeah. I know you're on the dude's team right now, but this is Anthony, and your wife kind of seems like the homie.
I swear to God, I was going to say, Mario, just come to the door.
Like when he said about the shoe thing, I was like, can't back you up on that one, Mario.
Everything you just said your wife does, Automatic does. So, Mario, just join the team, brother. Just join the team.
Okay? He's on the man team over here, okay? Because he probably has
I'm on the man team.
Yeah, dude, we need a few clean dudes on our team. So, shout out to Mario. Yeah,
he's going
to
show me the way of being clean.
Sure he is. If I haven't been able to do it, Mario won't be able to do it.
Yeah, so my wife, she's just pretty much like that. As soon as she gets home, everything comes off, and it just stays there for a day or two until it actually gets on my nerves. And you know, another thing about the kitchen is one thing of a pet peeve of mine is stackers and packers. And what I mean by that is when your trash can is in the corner of a wall and they just keep stacking and packing.
Okay. You are married to DJ Automatic, Mario.
I don't do that. I take out the trash. I'm the only one who takes out the trash.
After I tell you, are you going to take out the trash? Mario, what's your wife's name?
Her name is Rachel.
Please tell Rachel we said hello. And I want to thank you so much for listening. You made her entire day. You have these guys rolling on the floor right now.
No, man. When I heard them ganging up on DJ Automatic, I got something for them.
Thank you, Mario. I'm just glad somebody's got my back here. You would think my wife had it, but nah.
I love y'all show. I've been hearing y'all show for about 3 months now. You know, I listen to going down in the DM, and so I appreciate y'all. I love y'all.
Thank you, man.
We love you back. Thank you so much. Have a beautiful day. Please call back more often, okay? Okay, bye.
Okay, yes, ma'am.
The Dana Cortez Show Podcast.